Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When Benjamin Franklin wished to interest the city of Philadelphia in street lighting, he didn't try to persuade people by talking about it. Instead, he hung a beautiful lantern on a long bracket before his own door. And then he kept the glass brightly polished and carefully and religiously lit the wick every evening at the approach of dusk. It wasn't long before Franklin's neighbors began placing lights in brackets before their own homes. And soon the entire city awoke to the value of street lighting and took up the matter with enthusiasm and great interest. Philadelphia, once a city in darkness, became a city of light. The contrasting themes of light and darkness also appear in today's reading. And since this is the Epiphany season, and it is the season of light, it is important for us to expound on the fact that Jesus, who is true God in the flesh, is not only the light that shines for the Jews, but he is the light for all nations. He dispels all darkness for those dwelling in the pathetic swamps of darkness. When Jesus spent most of his ministry in the northern land of Galilee, many of the southern Judean Jews wondered why. And for that reason, many did not highly regard Jesus. However, they failed to see the reason why Jesus came and why Jesus went to Galilee, a melting pot of many different people from different nations and religious backgrounds. The ancient and varied invasions of the area from Assyria and Egypt brought with it many false and dark religious ideas as well. Fertility religions and other such things, emphasizing sexual immorality as part of their celebrations. Although in economic terms, yes, this northern area around Galilee flourished greatly with regard to its commerce and trade, much as America does as well. Yet in spite of that, the people were dwelling in true spiritual darkness. That is why Jesus came to bring light when he proclaimed, "Repent, for the kingdom is at hand." He came to those who knew they were sick and needed a physician. Is your cup half empty or half full in your view of ministry or your view of service to the church? I guess it really depends on your perspective on a given situation at a given time. When I was a pastor in Grand Junction, Colorado, and I had the call to Aspen, Colorado, many thoughts went through my mind. I was frightened about the challenges that laid ahead of me and terrified in some ways of some things that looked quite dark going to that area to serve such a very liberal community. I could have looked at it that way, or I could have been excited about the opportunity to bring Christ's light to people who in darkness needed a beacon. Spiritual darkness and spiritual light are always at odds with each other, but also at odds within each of us as well. That's exactly the distinction Reverend Buscher made yesterday between sons and slaves. The 10 spies were fearful of crossing the Jordan River and lost courage. While Joshua and Caleb, while trusting in God's promises, were faithfully courageous in spite of how things may have looked. And whether we want to admit it or not, each of us has fears. Fears also about the future. But as ones who wish to preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand now in Jesus, shall we receive his blessing but refuse the responsibility? In his church, each of us has received a rich blessing of light, but now we have a responsibility to reflect Christ's light. But in doing that, it's risky. When you expose darkness, especially on very sensitive issues and topics, there is a reaction. And you and I have no idea what that reaction may be for different people. The spiritual darkness of ancient Galilee compares well to some of the things we see with the eyes of faith as we reflect on our culture. Sexual immorality is exalted in our culture as a cool norm. TV reveals it. Magazines illustrate it. And the internet privatizes it. And then we hear messages in our culture, better to be experienced than naive. Live together as long as you practice safe sex. If you are pregnant, you can get rid of the inconvenience. And the number of abortions increase every year. More families are ripped apart by instability and divorce. Homosexuality is also shared with us as a common norm for couples, thus destroying the beautiful mystery of oneness between a male and female. And what makes matters worse is that many in the name of the Christian faith allow such darkness to flourish. So how do we do work in this atmosphere? Is your cup half empty or half full? In spite of the darkness we face, the light of Christ shines and radiates through the preaching of the gospel. Jesus did not ignore darkness, but instead, as the hymn "Hark the Herald Angels Sing" states, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Jesus not only exposed all the darkest sides of sin, but then he bore all of that sin at the cross. In Jesus, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. The light that has dawned in Christ is the only hope for our world. And he came to save us in the flesh. And you were immersed in those baptismal life-giving waters, drowning the darkness of your sinful flesh, and you were given new birth into the church, being raised on high through Jesus' resurrection. And you tasted at this table yesterday that the Lord is good, knowing that Christ is in you, radiating in you the hope of glory. He is the light of the world who opens the way of everlasting life to us through his death and resurrection. To those in darkness, you have the light of salvation. When Benjamin Franklin hung this beautiful lantern above his porch, soon the whole city of Philadelphia was filled with expanded light. Similarly, your light goes a long way as well. Not to re-educate society, but to convert it. Not to light a city, but to enlighten dark hearts and minds of God's people. Since God has given you a beautiful spiritual lantern of eternal life in Jesus Christ, may he, by his grace, continue to empower you to boldly reflect him. Let us pray. Oh, make your church, dear Savior, a lamp of burnished gold, to bear before the nations your true light as of old. O teach your wandering pilgrims by this their path to trace, till clouds and darkness ended, they see you face to face. Amen.